This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Caution, there are bagpipes in the following piece from Blake Farmer, pegged to St. Patrick's Day today, about festivals that seem like Please Visit Ireland ads.
The appropriately rainy weather drove drummers and dancers to perform under tents at the inaugural Music City Irish Festival last year. The budding street fair's attendance of 10,000 pales in comparison to massive parades in Boston, New York, and Chicago. But founder Brenda Willis says there's still a strong contingent of people with Irish ancestry in Tennessee, 14% by Ireland's count.
I grew up in Chicago, and I didn't know anything about my Irish heritage. So we're just trying to help Nashville reconnect with that.
Ireland is fertilizing this upstart celebration with cash. The country's tourism and cultural agencies are footing a third of the bill. I asked Anne Anderson why. She's Ireland's ambassador to the U.S.
Culture matters. It's our calling card to the world.
Anderson says Ireland has a new focus on making connections in the growing American South. There are now consulates in Atlanta and Austin. Sponsoring cultural events is another way to keep Ireland top of mind.
The correlation is not absolutely direct, and we don't expect it. It's not an absolutely calculating investment in that way. But it's to make them familiar with Ireland, feel good about Ireland, feel inspired about Ireland, and to lodge a thought that maybe, why not Ireland?
For a vacation, studying abroad, or for businesses, maybe opening a European office. But in talking to organizer Brenda Willis, it sounds like the money does come with strings attached.
They always tell me, the whole reason we do this is bums in seats. We want bums in seats on airplanes going to Ireland. And if that's not what we're getting out of this, we're going to pull our funding.
The Irish do take their tourism pretty seriously, and it's working. In recent years, more people have visited Ireland than live on the island. So when enjoying the kilts and bagpipes this St. Patrick's Day, Ireland would like you to know the real thing is even better. In Nashville, I'm Blake Farmer for Marketplace.